I'm about to tee off. Oh, here I've got we go. My big 9-iron. I'm ready to go. Oh,
stand back, everybody.
Stand back.
Here she goes.
I'm about to tee off on rude individuals that don't think to call a restaurant to either cancel or to tell a restaurant or a hospitality establishment that they're running late. I am somebody that always calls to say I'm running late, or I will always cancel by calling. I'm not a no-show. I don't do a no-show.
Having known you for a little while, you run late to just about everything. So you must be calling a lot of restaurants on your way there to let them know.
Well,
what, is this the one thing that you turn up to on time, is a restaurant booking?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. What's the late bracket? What puts you in the late category? Because like 10, 15
minutes, they give you a leeway, right?
Okay.
So say your booking's at 7.
Yep.
They'll give you like a normally the etiquette is, like the unspoken etiquette is like a 15-minute leeway. But I will always call, even if it's 10 to 7, to tell them that I'm running late, even though I'll still arrive in that 15-minute bracket.
Okay. And what's this off the back of today?
Well, there's a news article going around about a Sydney restaurant called Beppie's. They're in Darlinghurst, and they've been open since 1956.
Oh, like, well done.
They are old and they're wonderful. But they've taken to Facebook to call out a recent booking that was a no-show. And it was a table of 6 people. So that's like 40% of their revenue because of COVID restrictions at the moment, where they're open to just 10 diners at a time. So it was like a table of 6.
That's a massive chunk. And so these people just didn't turn up at
did
all?
Did not turn up and did not call to say that they wouldn't turn up. So Beppies have taken to Facebook to say how disappointed they are, that there was no call to cancel, the phone just goes to message bank, and that it's disgraceful behaviour. And Beppies explained it had made the conscious decision not to take credit card details or deposits because they wanted to trust their customers.
Not anymore.
I just think that in this climate, if people are going to do that, they should be ashamed of themselves. Everybody's battling, especially the hospitality industry, and we need to be really conscious of that. If a restaurant is going to trust their patrons by not taking a credit card booking, then don't be an asshole.
Yeah, but I think that's where it leads. I mean, if there's nothing on the table from your end, you go, oh, well, you know, if you've paid for the credit card booking, then you're going to go because you're going to lose that money. When you don't have any of that, it's just easy to go, oh, I'm not going to worry about that.
That's,
not saying it's right.
Bull. It's wrong.
No,
it's totally wrong. And I reckon I speak for the majority of hospitality peeps.
Yep.
Everywhere in Australia, in fact, the world, just generally, even if we didn't have COVID restrictions, you know, I just reckon don't be so rude that you rock up without telling the establishment.
Yeah, a lot of places are taking bookings now too. And I had the flip side of this, Pollard, just the other night. I booked into my local Chinese restaurant and I called up and I said, oh, you know, with the 10-person limit, just want to make sure, you know, can we do booking? She goes, oh, yeah, let me just one count, one, two, yeah, I should be able to squeeze you in. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, cool. We got there. We're the only ones there.
Oh.
What's the point of taking the, she was like, oh, don't know, I should be able to, yeah, nah, I'll squeeze you in.
Well, you don't know because they may have had cancellations.
Ah,
do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, what is it, 10 people
10
max?
10 people, yeah.
It's crazy.
If you've ever wanted a restaurant to yourself, now is the time. Because, we had a personal dining experience. We were the only two in there. But, 10 is it's a small number. It's not many at all.
It's not many at all. Mm. And considering 10 people, like maximum is 100% of the revenue that restaurants at the moment rely on, is just like it's crucial. If you're not going to make it, make sure you call and let the restaurant know. Just don't be selfish.
Well said, Pollard.
Yeah.
Well said, mate. Got it off your chest. You feel better?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were going to tee off way more than that. I've seen you really tee off.
Well, sometimes I'm like trying to be a little bit cool in case my baby hears me.
Okay, yeah.
And then it comes out screaming like it's mum.
Yeah. You don't want Fergus learning too much just yet.